We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Now she wants to ski Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, really? Man, you and your friends. This is Snyder, right?
Snyder.
Snyder is the most active woman in the world. She just wants to exercise, exercise, exercise. And anybody that listens to this show knows that that's just not Jamie and I.
It's not my cup of tea.
No, we are not. We don't live in a fitness world. You've heard that many times.
So here's the thing. As you all know, we have a big old mansion in Breck. And by the way, Carson and Amber are going to call the next name at what time? 12:30?
12:30 today, this ski house.
Right. And what you get is also lift tickets with that. So I'm taking Schneider with me, Christy. And she's like, oh, let's ski Saturday and Sunday.
You can't do Sunday. That's Super Bowl Sunday. You got to get back here and watch the ball game.
But this thing is like it opens at 8:30. So you can technically ski from like 8:30 to.
Yeah, but if you get caught up in traffic. Yeah. You know how traffic is on a Sunday afternoon.
Ugh.
Coming back from the mountains.
I don't think after I ski on a Saturday, I can go again on Sunday. I'll just go Saturday. Are you skiing on Saturday?
I plan on skiing from my house all the way up there.
Sean, you're going up to the mansion. Are you skiing on Saturday?
No, I don't ski.
No,
I don't even know how, so I don't want to learn now. It's too late.
Yeah.
Dylan, are you skiing on Saturday?
I don't know how to ski either.
You're about the size of a ski.
I snowboard, but no. No, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm not cool enough to go, I guess. I don't know. I didn't get invited.
Oh.
He's watching my dogs. Don't be ruining this for me.
He wasn't invited?
Yeah.
They didn't invite him?
Oh, you could have gone.
They didn't invite... Well, he can't just go. He has to be invited.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. It works out for me, though. I've got a house sitter with dogs. So I'm happy with it.
I'm happy, too. I get some money.
So. For all you know, I told him not to invite you. So I could get you as a housekeeper.
Somebody said the best day to ski actually is Super Bowl Sunday because the mountain's empty. Huh.
Hmm.
All right. Anyway, it'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be in traction, but I'll be fine. All right. We just talked about this. Super Bowl Sunday is what we're speaking of. And CBS is charging a record $5.25 million for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. $5.25 million. For a commercial.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I guess we can't afford one.
Yeah, I don't
You won't
think...
be seeing a BJ and Jamie commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'd wipe out this little...
The budget.
Yeah, the budget
just doesn't work for us.
The year would probably be gone. 30 seconds. That's outrageous, isn't it?
It's worth it, though. I mean, you're hitting over 100 million people. And look at all the commercials that are already online. Just because you're a Super Bowl commercial, you're all over the internet already. And then you're going to be on Monday after the Super Bowl. It's well worth the 5 million.
You know, when you put it like that, you open my eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a huge company like Doritos, I guess it's Frito-Lay, right? If you're one of the big ones, you don't care. Yeah, that's nothing.
By the way, last year, our advertisers spent $408 million on ads. $408 million. About 100 million, like you said, 100 million people are expected to watch the Super Bowl this year, which takes place in Atlanta. Automotive companies and alcoholic beverages are the biggest ad spenders. Phew.
Yeah. I mean, what's $5 million for 30 seconds to somebody like Budweiser?
But here's the thing. It doesn't change... the kind of car I'm going to buy. It says automotive is number one. It won't change. Like, I'm not all of a sudden going to buy a Pontiac.
Well, maybe.
Like, you're either a Pontiac family or you're not.
Yeah, it might be a little bit different, though, when it comes to things like, you know, a new flavor of Doritos comes out.
Although, I will say, that new truck bed that comes down and makes steps. Have you seen that thing?
I have.
That is freaking cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
What a nice.
Because it hurts your knees getting up there.
Yeah. It just comes out. So maybe I'd buy that truck. I don't know. I don't even know what brand it is.
I just think, you know, it's all about just reemphasizing your brand to the world. And that's what these people are doing, spending this money.
I guess you're right. Masked Singer. Hey, spoiler alert. It was Tori Spelling as the unicorn. So sorry.
Oh, man.
If I spoiled that for you and it's on DVR. I almost said D. DVR. Here, by the way, is Tori Spelling getting very emotional because when she was little, her mom told her she was tone deaf.
This right now, performing in front of people, is my biggest fear in life.
Wow.
Well, you did an amazing job. I always wanted to sing and I loved singing. When I was little, someone told me I was tone deaf and it stayed with me my whole life. And I love singing with my kids and I wanted them to know that they could be whatever they want to be. And so I did this show. I'm sad it took me this long in life to feel confident and feel like I could do something like this, but I'm glad the Masked Singer brought it out in me.
Way to face your fear.
Yeah, way to face it. That's right.
Way to go, Tori.
And by the way, she didn't mention on there. Oh, and American Express, I will get you your $88,000.
I wonder if she made enough money to pay that off.
Not on that show.
I wonder what they pay. Mm. Well, they've got to pay probably, don't you think, close to $100,000?
Oh, God, no.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Mm-mm. 50 grand?
Yeah, probably like five.
No.
I bet.
Well, maybe this season.
It depends how long they're on. You know, they get money every time they stay
right.
on.
Right, and probably they got them for a pretty good price, considering the Masked Singer. Nobody knew if it was going to work or not, right? So you don't know if you've got a hit TV show or not. And it's turned out that it's the most watched television show on Fox by far.
In fact, it's been renewed for season two.
So season two... Yeah, we'll get a lot more money than season one's getting.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Fox picked up its costumed, that's what they're calling it, talent competition for another season. The show has become the highest rated new series of 2018-2019 in TV seasons and is at or near the top among all broadcast shows. It has more than 11 million viewers per episode.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Uh-oh. This just came in.
What's that?
By the way, our text is always live in the studio. Each one of us has a monitor, and we can see what you text us at 51059. I'm done with you guys. You jerks. You just ruined the Masked Singer.
Look, we've tried to explain this every single week. It's already aired. The public knows what happened. We cannot do our show based on your DVR. Okay? It's really simple. We have a job to do. Yes. People are talking about the Masked Singer. Tori Spelling was unbelievable in her response because she'd been bullied by her mom.
Her mom's mean.
It was a tearjerker, actually.
BJ wept.
Yes. And then went to bed. But I did weep about this because I felt like she was bullied by her mother. We felt that all along. But for her to say it, oh, it hit home. And how could we deny talking about that this morning? So I'm sorry. If you leave, you leave.
Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Well, we don't have to say that.
Okay, fine, sorry.
We don't have to go that far.
Okay,
but,
fine.
But you get my point. Just because you have it on DVR.
No, forget the door. Sorry about the door.
You can't handcuff us.
Sorry. Doors, never mind. That was mean.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
Took it too far.
Yeah, a little far.
Too far. Let's see here. The Batman is coming back. Well, it's Batman, but it's called The Batman.
Yeah.
It's coming in 2021. Everybody's adding the to stuff like the Chad, the Brad, the Batman.
What's the purpose of this? Because Batman's been around for quite a while.
Well, the Batman, they're not going to bring back Ben Affleck. In fact, they're getting a whole new The Batman. And they said they're really pleased with this. This is a more of a detective focused Batman. And then it's going to be all new. I don't know.
Batman's going to be a detective? Like a trench coat and a hat on?
Let's see here. They stated the film will be more detective focused. Sources say the studio executives are very happy with the early drafts of the script. And let's see here. He's waiting until he's done writing the entire script before he casts somebody.
Batman and Superman seem to make just tons of money no matter when they put it out. No matter what they do.
I know, it's a thing.
So it's almost a given.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Batman. The Batman. Let's see. Wait, hold on. I have something else. Stand by. Somebody said this. You know what's worse than watching The Masked Singer? Is listening to The Masked Singer on the radio. Wow, you people are just mean today.
We didn't play you that much. We just played that very emotional Tori Spelling. That's all we played. We didn't go through all the singers.
Gosh.
Boy, people are angry.
So today. Angry.
We're just trying to do our job.
We're just trying to have a little yuck-yuck, a little fun. Today's word is yuck-yuck, by the way.
We could have played that stupid rabbit.
Play the rabbit.
No,
play
Jamie,
the rabbit.
Now you're taunting.
Play the rabbit.
It's also relationships we see from the start. It's also that love is not together. From
Sean thinks it's Joey Fat One.
Hey, that's 80.
Yeah.
It's driving me.
Sorry, Fatone.
Season 2 coming up. Sean, did you put up a poll to see what people thought everybody was?
I sure did.
Okay. Are you seeing Joey Fatone?
Joey Fatone. You know, I'll be honest, I have not revisited it.
You don't care, do you?
I do care.
You cared last night after those beers.
I care.
Yeah.
Oh.
How many did you have?
By the way, Sean, the only person out of the entire team, if you will, if we're a team, who ate?
Yes.
At the Melting Pot.
Yes. We were at the Melting Pot last night.
Yep.
Sold out, by the way. Sold out. A lot of listeners. It
was
great.
Thank you, by the way.
We had a great time. Yeah. And Sean, you couldn't get him away from the cheese.
Yeah.
Jamie and I bounced table to table trying to do our part. A little dog and pony show. Where was Sean? Go, 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 go. Drinking and eating.
In the bar.
Yep. Never left.
Well, you got to eat it while it's hot.
I know, but I did not have one morsel of food at the Melting Pot.
I'm so sorry about that.
Me too. I have Melting Pot regrets.
Yeah.
Not me.
You
he
will
had a
never
skewer
ever
in each hand.
Let me say this.
Okay.
For the rest of your life, Jamie, you will never ever go to the Melting Pot, spend 3 hours, and not have a bite to eat. That will never happen again.
It shouldn't. It was a tragedy for me. I was looking at everybody's food like a hungry lady. I was like, feed the fat girl, come on. Even somebody said, you look hungry.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
I was like, oh, okay. Thanks. By the way, Americans think about food 240 hours per year.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. They say they surveyed 2,000 adults, and they found that they think about food on average of 4 times a day. Only 4 times a day?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
It's not even close. Even 240 hours, that's what, 10 days, basically, if whole days, 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
So 10 days out of a year, if you took a whole day, I think about food all the time.
Me too.
I mean, 24/7, I feel like I think about food.
I was just mentally dipping a piece of bread into cheese.
Yeah. I hear you.
It was so good. Yeah, it says, oh man. But we also, I read that other study to you off the air, and it said that people that make their beds are much healthier.
Yeah.
Than people that don't make their beds. Who makes their bed?
That's a dumb study, though.
But it says they're much healthier, they're well-organized people, they're overall just better people in the universe.
I get the more organized, but healthier, I don't see how it would make you healthier.
I guess because you're like a go-getter. You're like, gotta make the bed. Bed maker.
I'm not a bed maker.
I'm not either.
No. I don't even make it before I go to bed. It's kind of like, a free-for-all. Yeah. Just go for it. Get what cover you can.
I only make it pretty when I'm having a...
Oh, yeah. That's pretty often.
Oh, it's made all the time.
You go-getter, you.
I'm done. There you go. Devil trashed you.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.